What up, Bucks fans? We are back with another Real Bucks Talk live stream. I am the host tonight, Michael Pless, and joined as always, my good friend, Mark Ramirez. Mark, it's Super Bowl week, baby. It feels weird. Like we never played in February. This is just different. So, first of all, how are you doing? And it's just, it's really great Monday.
I'm going to say this. I'm already like a nervous wreck.
Drive.
I'm already for
it's
some
what
reason
propels the champions, the comeback kids,
nervous
the underdog.
I'm gonna hit X on that. Okay. it's still a week or not even a week away. It's 5 days away, and I'm nervous, and I'm not even playing the game. We made it this far. It's like burn the ships, leave it all on the field. Let's get this thing done, and let's win our second Super Bowl ever. Things are lining up. We're gonna talk a lot about where we see matchups and kind of break down Kansas City, their team, offense, defense, where we see we can attack. There's going to be like, I guess, the preview of the preview video. I guess it's talking and stats and analytical stuff here, as opposed to showing you, which we will do later in the week, which everyone kind of likes that we do. But the big thing is we're in the damn Super Bowl. It's an awkward season. You see Tom Brady on a Zoom call with interview with Super Bowl behind his back. And it's not the same old, everyone's coming together, talking, like a million cameras in their face. Marshawn Lynch with the, I'm just here so I don't get fined kind of crap. It's different. It's been this type of year in 2020. It's carrying over to 2021, but tickets are $12,000 for a nosebleed. I mean, it's crazy. But other than that, it's Super Bowl talk. And this is real Super Bowl talk. And let's get into it. I mean, where do you want to start? Where do you want to, or what are your opinions and feelings towards Buccaneer football in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it feels great. I mean, from where we were this time last year to where we are now, it's, man, it's been surreal. So like Tom Brady said, it's been a magical year, to put it lightly. So just see how this team has come together. You can see just the excitement in the press conferences today that we saw. And no, it feels amazing to be a fan of this team, and now we're on the big stage. And I just hope everyone, you know, Bucks fans out there, they just bask, you know, just take it all in, just you know, bathe in it and enjoy it. So it's gonna be a great game, and yeah, I think, you know, let's start with our offense versus their defense, and where we see we can take advantage of, you know, the Chiefs' defense overall.
Yeah. All right. So let's. As first things first, let's bring up their, how do you say it? Let's bring up their depth chart. So offense in due time, guys. So let's look at their defense. To me, their strengths, pass rushing. I mean, you have Frank Clark, nasty. Chris Jones in the middle, nasty. This a guy, I can't pronounce his name. Loved him coming out of college. I mean, they've got pass rushers. Secondary, that they like to cover back. Don't give away the big play, but sometimes they're prone to it because they're not the greatest attack underneath. I saw a lot in the Bills game. They just didn't want to get beat deep. The Bills scored a lot of points over the season. They did a lot of stuff that we do, a lot of overs over and over again. I think you guys heard that in our film studies a lot. Gronk likes to run them. Chris Godwin likes to run them. We do it a lot. So if they do the same stuff like that, to me, Josh Allen just didn't read enough to throw the underneath. He kept looking deep. Hopefully Tom Brady is savvy enough, smart enough, veteran enough to hit Lenny, playoff Lenny. I always say it backwards. Playoff Lenny, easy 5 yards. You don't have to win in one play. That's the difference between a young quarterback and a veteran game manager, Tom Brady, which I think. I'm hoping he realizes that, utilizes Gronk this time. Get those short yardage. Don't always attack deep play. I know no risk, get no biscuit, but that's what I see in a nutshell. I'll let you like dive a little bit deeper than what I saw.
Yeah, no, I think you're right on track. The Chiefs defense, they like to play a lot of cover three, cover four at times. They'll do some things where they like to play some press man coverage. They'll even do some, you know, matchup man, you know, where they have some mixed zone involved as well. So they throw a lot of different things at you. But again, I think you're right that there's going to be a lot of underneath stuff that they will allow. You just gotta, you know, be consistent with it and how you approach, and just continue to hit those shots underneath that will be open take the yards that is there. And then once they have to adjust, and you go from there and take it, take your shots, and you have the matchups that you want, with our physical receivers and our speed at, with Antonio Brown and Scotty Miller, et cetera. But yeah, keep doing the, play action, use the screen game, get Gronk involved early with those screens that you like to, that they like to throw out there. And yeah. And then once they adjust, you just keep making the changes there and go over the top, mix in the running game as well. Last time we played this team, Rojo almost had 70 yards, on, what was it? 9 carries. Yeah. So you have opportunities to run the football.
Well, there's a reason why we're down 17-0 immediately. And
that's true.
Bruce Arians said, "Oh, we got to start throwing the ball because we're down forever." I mean, 17-0 may sound like hell in a cell, but it's, to be honest, this offense, it isn't that bad. It's not that scary. That's why when we're down that much against the Saints, I was like, well, we can come back. Mm-hmm. But we all know the answer to that one. But that's why we're in the Super Bowl. Let's not talk about the past, but we got to look at the past to see what we can see in our future, kind of. So how we should change, how we should make compensations or adjustments to move forward. You can't just keep repeating the same crap and expect different results. So that's why we kind of look back at some of these things. Let's bring up, like you were mentioning, our last prior game. Brady had one hell of a game, but the biggest number you see here, 2 turnovers. It was 2 kind of messed up passes. 1, Mike Evans on a hot route because they'd sent a blitz in, ran the wrong route or ran it incorrectly, and miscommunication between he and Tom Brady, interception. And then there was the 1 deep ball to Scotty Miller, which, to be honest, it was a 1-on-1. It was just a poorly thrown ball, but Tyler Johnson wide open in the middle of the field. That's the biggest thing. But like, you were taking a good hot take, high carry, 66 yards, 7.3 average. Something we want to look at against their defense is what? Their ability to stop the run. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everyone knows we're number 1. We're the Chiefs. Yeah, they're kind of low. They're at the middle of the pack or below middle of the pack. So that's an area you want to attack. I'll let you kind of touch a little bit more on why we should do that and how it will benefit Tom Brady in that play action game.
Yeah, I think, again, you don't want to, run it exclusively on first down, but, utilize, the play action game, come out throwing, but then mix in that run game to get the balance that you're looking for. So there's going to be opportunities to run the football, kind of spread them out, see what kind of coverages they're going to play. If they're playing a lot of zone early, then yeah, attack them with the running game and see what you can get there. And then once they change their coverage, you can go play action and really attack their linebackers and coverage and, go in front of their safeties. Legarius Sneed is a good corner, a rookie corner that's playing really well for them. You also have Juan Thornhill, who's, a good cover guy as well, who can do a lot of different things. So you just got to, see who's out there and be aware of our matchups and make sure we're attacking the right one. I think Scotty Miller is one to, target, because when you look at their games in the past, they've struggled with speed receivers. We saw them struggle against Henry Ruggs. We saw them struggle against Nelson Aguilar, so they struggle with speed, and you can get them with like some double moves, I think is a possibility. So I wouldn't be surprised if Scotty is, a heavily target in this game, or even Antonio Brown or et cetera,
I agree with those counts. And that's another thing. Antonio Brown, everyone in the offense is pretty much healthy, besides the fact that we don't have Alex Kappa playing at right guard. Everyone else is healthy.
Should be good. Yep.
So in that aspect, we should be able to score points. I mean, if you look at offense and defensive points put up and points defended, they're like neck and neck. It's like they both scored 30 points a game. They both let up maybe 20 points a game. So it is neck and neck, really tight, close. It should be a hell of a Super Bowl. But we're looking at areas of weakness and strength. Things where we should be able to run the ball. Yeah, we may have not ran it efficiently during the season, but it got better as the season went on. And this, like, I think there was something on Twitter of saying, oh, early down success throwing the ball, but it was like first down and second down. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, yeah, it can be swayed, because I feel like every second down we throw the ball. Yeah. And then every first down we run the ball. So if that's you just took 50% of the stats and put it into one category, what is a first down percentage of of throwing the ball? That's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. It's not high, especially in the first half to me with the Buccaneers, but let's keep going on. To me, defensively, yes, just attack underneath. I kind of said that. Use your tight ends, which we have been. Brate's been getting a lot of targets. Mm-hmm. Gronkowski had a 100-yard game this against the Chiefs again. Let's take a peek at that, our pass game. Gronk had a big game. Godwin, big game. Evans had his usual less than yards, but great touchdowns. And then Ronald Jones had that huge catch, that huge catch and run.
Right, yep.
So the underneath is there. I mean, don't force something that's not there. Look at what the good that you did in the past game, past game, mm-hmm. and take it over. I mean, you can't just look at all the negative. You have to look at a little bit of both. So to me, it was very winnable. If we just stop Mahomes one more time, we probably, with the way our offense was going, can probably come back and win that game. It was just, Mahomes is a disgusting player. I mean, that's something you can't really attribute to, but before we touch on the offense, any other things you want to touch on the Chiefs defense?
No, I think, you know, obviously it's going to be very important to
matchups. You see where you got to
worry. Well, I think the number one matchup is going to be our offensive line versus their defensive line. That's something that we have to win up front, you know, especially Frank Clark and, you know, going up against some of their guys. You know, Chris Jones is a handful. And then they have Niati and, a couple other guys that can rush the passer. So you just got to be aware of them and make sure we're max protecting when we need to, and understand where their blitzes are coming from. So, you know, make sure we're not off guard there. Make sure we have, you know, honestly, I think if we, that's going to be a big matchup there, but I think we can, you know, help with double teams, Ryan Jensen, you know, helping him out. But it's going to be important that, you know, we pass the ball out of running formations. I think that's where we're going to have a lot of success. You know, I would like to see that, you know, stay in 12 personnel and really help Tom Brady have the time that he needs to attack the right matchup, whether it be, you know, two or three guys going out for a pass. You know, you can find ways to find the holes in their zone coverage if you have the protection. And I think that's what is going to be very important. So I think that's a big matchup. And then really it's just about being smart with how you know, attack their defense and isolating the right matchup, with, you know, our receivers and going after the lesser defender. You know, don't force feed the ball to anyone.
And Tom Brady has a knack for being really good at that, not forcing it to anyone.
Yeah. Spread it around.
Absolutely. So a couple more things on the fans' points over here. Jordan Durr in the chat, he said picking up blitzes and wide receivers getting their head around. I think he's meaning Mike Evans.
Right. Quick
will be better round two for sure. Absolutely. And he added, no sun in Lenny's eyes this game. Admitted that was a drop reason for screens at fullback. I'm assuming he said, but agree on those points. And then there's another story here. Obviously, everyone's writing stories since it's the Super Bowl right now. But here we go. Let's bring this up. This is Tom Brady faces familiar kryptonite on Chiefs coaching staff in Super Bowl. And they're talking about Steve Spagnuolo. He beat them when he was on the Giants years ago. I believe it was the first win they had against him. And this is funny, the story they said, look at it. It doesn't matter whether we stop him from throwing it or not. Let's just make sure we hit him. That's literally characteristic of every defensive coordinator against any quarterback. Hit him, get him rattled, make him make a quicker decision. That's everyone. Top Bulls are going to say the same thing. So that's not like it's revolutionary. So, okay, maybe Steve Spagnuolo beat him once. Who beat him the other two times? I think we figured it was Jim Schwartz, and then we didn't know who the heck the other one was when the Giants beat him. But he left to go coach somewhere else after that big win. So to me, I guess I can give some merit. He did beat Brady once in the Super Bowl with the Giants. It was like 17-14, I think the final score was. I'm hoping with the weapons he has right now, we do not only score 14 points. Mm-hmm. Weapons he has and the limited players Spagnuolo has to use on defense. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, we better score bare minimum 30. that's just my 2 cents. But I guess some other matchups I wanted to kind of touch on was, Jones versus Denny. That's a big one. Who shuts down Mike Evans? I don't know. I don't know if anyone can. But that, like you just said, don't pigeonhole yourself into that. I'm still saying attack the underneath. And then when you have the options, go one-on-one with Mike, because I don't think anyone on that team can beat him right now.
Right.
And then Gronk versus Tyrann Mathieu. Come on.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's where you have to go. You have to make their linebackers cover, make them cover in space and then attack that matchup. You know, so running backs have to be critical. I think you got to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield. It's going to be very important and pick up yards and use Cameron Brate, use Gronk, over the middle. And that's where it's going to be open. You know, do some RPOs, I think, is going to be critical too. You know, run that in there, play action. The middle of the field is going to be open. So that's where we need to attack. And then once we can consistently attack there, then you can open Mike Evans down the sideline and hit your fade routes, et cetera. That's going to be critical.
Yeah. And guys, give us your opinions, your points, anything we're missing, throw it in the chat. We'll try and address it and everything. Like Bud Campbell says, Gronk needs a block. Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean,
yeah, that's right. This right here, that's what we got to do.
Have to make their linebacker cover in space, running back have to be huge. Absolutely. I kind of touched that. Yeah. Get that underneath stuff working. When they have to compensate for their linebacker's lack of ability to cover underneath, they have to bring in a safety under the box, in the box, all hell will break loose. Mm-hmm. Scotty breaking out. You will see Mike Evans with one-on-ones instead of a safety over the top. You will see Chris Godwin with a lot more one-on-ones. It's if you can do that early, get them committed to the run, get them committed to, oh, crap, they're getting their tight ends involved. Oh, Gronk is manhandling our linebacker, or the running backs are just getting these little passes, taking them for 8-9 yards instead of just one or two. Mm-hmm. Shit goes south. It goes north for us because we're being thrown off the wall, but go ahead.
I was just going to say G Vegas has a good question here. I would say he's mainly on the right tackle. So he'd be going up against Tristan Wirfs, but he does flip around. So he would go from either left or the right. So Donovan Smith and Tristan are going to have to be on their game to handle Frank Clark for sure.
So, I mean, and they've got good edge rushers, but let's also give credit to Wirfs and Donnie, who have both stepped up big time in the playoffs. And no one's still giving this offensive line any credit. I'm pretty sure they're going to say this before the game too. Well, Tom Brady gets hit the most. Well, he also holds the ball the longest too. So maybe that's some fruit for thought, I guess. But I mean, Tom Brady with 2 weeks to study, he kind of said that in his press conference. So long as he has the ability to study, his wife and kids left.
Yeah. They're not home. Yeah.
Buddy, get your head in the game.
Yeah. Tom's got a screen on every room where it's game tape, and he's just watching it as he walks to the bathroom or wherever he needs to go. Yeah.
He's on his phone. He's on his laptop, his Surface Pro TV. He's doing all that stuff left and right, especially this new team. Prove it to the rest of the NFL, the world. Cause I'm even my wife said today, she goes, oh, did you know the supposedly a majority of the US wants the Chiefs to win? No one wants the Bucs to win. There was they always show the graph and the colors of, they want to win. It was all Chiefs. I don't even think in Florida it was pewter or anything, but I can see it because he just wins so much. I don't see how you would want the Chiefs to win two in a row. Maybe Patrick Mahomes just has that look, that cute little innocent, adorable little boy. Let's get him a win. I don't
know. But, yeah, it's Tom Brady hate. That's what it is.
Yeah. But defensively, anything else? And also, guys, give us a thumbs up in the chat if you like the audio. We're trying to make some upgrades to the audio. A lot of people in the last few videos said that our audio is off. Just give us a thumbs up if it's good. If you guys are enjoying it, if I'm too loud, he's too loud, let us know. I know it's a little late in the game, but let us know. And then some other questions before we go over to their offense. Hardcore Hero said, did Scotty really think he's faster than Tyreek? I guess that's a good transition. He did say that, but a lot of people were looking at his pro day. His pro day, he ran like a 4.29, didn't he?
He ran pretty fast. Yeah, it was under, I think it was like 4.3 at the lowest. Because
they're getting some other time on, like, I think Good Morning Football, I think, said it. But I'm like, he ran faster than that. I think BA time, but
yeah, no, he ran pretty good. So no, it was, I liked it. I liked the confidence by Scotty Miller. So that is, that's what you want to see. And I hope he can make some big plays in this game coming up. I think he is going to be, he's going to be our X factor, I believe, because of the way he matches up against their defensive backs. And really they struggle with speed. And I think that's where we can, you know, find ways to exploit it, you know, and just run him underneath. You don't even have to send him downfield, you know, just run him underneath across and let Tom Brady hit him in space.
It's, again, the glutton of weapons we have to use in speed and space, end arounds. You don't have to just have him go a nine route to fly, just any way. Imagine him running underneath against these linebackers.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, a lot of people saying good audio, sounds good, new mic. It was a new audio interface, actually, guys. So thank you for saying it's working a lot better. I'm very, very happy about that. Raymond said a 429 and a 439. Raymond, I knew it was a 429. But Raymond's always good with the stats and stuff. But I guess let's transition over to what is most scary with them, their offense. Oh, wait, before we even say that, JT 499, he said, love being the underdog on our field will make the victory that much sweeter.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. Absolutely. We always love these super chats. It's crazy that we have the opportunity to get these things and guys enjoy the content like this. Like, we are very much appreciative, but thank you very much, JT. Now, plus, take away, how dangerous is Patrick Mahomes? He doesn't have his left or right tackle with him. Mm-hmm. So even with that, all the weapons they have, just as much or more than we do, I guess, crank it out. What do you think about this Chiefs offense?
Yeah, the Chiefs offense versus the Bucs defense, it's going to be a really interesting matchup to watch, you know, especially how the Bucs defense comes out and how they present their coverage and how they present their looks, you know, differently from the first matchup where we decided to go cover one. And that was a bad idea to leave, you know, Tyreek Hill on an island, or Carlton Davis, I should say. And, you know, Tyreek kind of had his way. So, but yeah, looking at their offense from, you know, a depth chart standpoint and their offensive line. Yeah. I mean, pretty much missing three starters on the O-line, you know, Mike Rimmers goes from right tackle to left. Then you have their starting right guard going to right tackle and Andrew Wiley. And then they have, you know, Winooski, you know, coming in to fill in at right guard. So, I forgot Austin Reeder is their starting center. So Daniel Kilgore with the news today really is not going to make much of a difference as far as impact. But still, it's an offensive line that I think obviously can be beaten. You know, with the return of Vita Vea, I think that's going to be, it's going to be awesome to watch to see how much chaos he can cause. And, you know, JPP and Shaq Barrett are ready. They're ready to do, you know, another 6-sack or 7-sack game. So yeah, I mean, that's where it's going to come down to, I think, because really we need to rush with four and then mix in our blitzes occasionally, you know, occasionally we'll bring Devin White up the middle and have him, you know, get Mahomes off his spot. Or maybe do like the corner blitzes that we talked about. You know, that's something that, you know, can definitely work, but it's really going to come down to like just staying disciplined with your coverage. These guys are going to have to stay in their spots because when Mahomes gets outside of the pocket,
that's the biggest thing.
That's when everything goes down and that's when the big plays happen. So we got to find a way to, you know, contain Tyreek Hill. We're not going to stop him, but we got to find a way to contain him. And then we got to find a way to match up with Travis Kelce, which is so hard. It's very difficult. So, but yeah, definitely we're going to have to win up front to slow them down and have to stop the run. We can't let them run the football. If we do, then it's going to be, very difficult.
All right. So, I mean, that's a lot. So let's start at the defensive line versus their offensive line.
We win. We have an edge there.
So no matter what, to me, we have a massive edge, not only based off of our starting four, but our starting five. as you can say, with our three defensive tackle looks and two edge rushers, it's more the amount of quality guys we can push out there as well. I mean, they had their two starting tackles go out, and then they're shifting guys all over the damn place. We have guys that are all healthy, all back, all continuity guys. And then we have Nacho, who's been playing as a starter majority of the season as a backup now, and him and Vita Vea going in and out. Not to mention Will Golson, not to mention Ndamukong Suh, not to mention JPP and Shaq are just coming off one of their best individual games of the year. They're hot right now. They're ready to get on the field and do it again. They don't want to slow it down. And the fact that they're seeing there's no tackles there that are big names, that it's going to be scary. They're going to be smelling blood, tasting blood, and want to get after it. And I hope they really do. And I hope they charge the field. And, but that's the biggest thing. Raymond said, contain Mahomes. We tried to do a lot against Aaron Rodgers. When we did, we were very successful. And when he would get outside the pocket, they would design plays for him to get outside the pocket. Guess what? So does Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy. They do the exact same thing for Mahomes. Get him outside, have everyone go to one side and have him read the field, or have him use his rocket arm. That's the scary thing. So it is a must that they must contain him. Mm-hmm. They let him out, they start allowing this play action fake stuff, or just the fact that he just rolls out, it's going to be bad. It's going to get ugly. And that doesn't mean someone put like JPP and Shaq, are they going to be worried getting after it? No, I think JPP and Shaq are amazing at containment, especially when they're trying to do it.
Yeah.
So don't blindly just pin your ears back. Do a game plan where all 11 are working in one as one. Mm-hmm. So our front four, I think they've been saying it like every hour on the hour on ESPN. We got all of our sacks against the Packers with only a 4-man rush.
Right.
I think they did the exact same thing against the Chiefs. Week 10?
Week 12.
Yeah. Only 4-man rushes when we got our sacks. So, I mean, with the guys that we can put out there, I think we have an easy win. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just me going on a rant about our defensive line. So, next level. So, looking at their weapons, I mean, you mentioned Kelce and Hill. How do you see it against our secondary then?
I think our secondary, I would like to see our secondary be aggressive and, you know, you at least come up and try to play them. You know, you want to keep them in front, but I would try to be aggressive and try to throw off the timing, especially against Travis Kelce. You know, we need our defense linemen or linebackers to, you know, chip him when he's coming out, you know, in line, or if he's out wide, we need to find ways to press him and disrupt that timing. I know it's easier said than done, but, you know, I'd like to see us come out with that same type of coverage, you know, cover two, press man, you know, have two safeties over the top to have that bracket. And then our linebackers are going to have to be very critical in this game. They're going to have to be smart with their keys because they run a lot of RPO stuff. So we have to make sure we know where everyone is and just make sure we're doing our assignments. That's going to be very important, you know, do your job. You got to find ways to disrupt that timing, you know, get your hands up. If you're a defensive lineman, he's going to throw that ball quick, you know, try to find, you know, a way to get deflections. So that's going to be very important.
Yeah. And hopefully Todd Bowles and this defense learned the most from that first game. You're down 17-0 in the first quarter. You gave up 200 yards to Tyreek Hill alone. Yes, the dude, the Bills didn't learn from it.
No,
it would have. If we see single man with Tyreek Hill, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with how they played Davante Adams and the Packers.
That's how you need to play it.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
They said, we're not going to get beat by you. We're going to give you anything you want underneath, and then we're going to just swarm to you. We're going to always have two guys over you, then we're going to swarm. And Devin White, Levante David, they know how to swarm. So same thing you did in the second half, same thing you did to Davante Adams, do it this game. And with Winfield coming back again, I'm very more confident in this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then Jamel Dean, he wasn't in the first game. Now he's in this one. him one-on-one with, again, Sammy Watkins, that's still a damn good wide receiver.
Yeah.
Better than Valdez-Scantling. Mm-hmm. So it is scary, the amount of weapons they do have, but we do match up well. The fact that our defensive line is healthy and their offensive line is lacking, that can help out our secondary. And if you're going to take away a quick Tyreek Hill throw, okay. But then that leads me to this, the linebackers. They do a lot of RPOs. You mentioned that. Devin White is going to be the culprit or the guy that they're going to be staring at saying, oh, we're going to look at him. If he's going to rush in, I'm going to throw it right quick slant to Tyreek Hill. So he's going to have his A game. He's been stepping up huge so far against the Saints and the Packers. I'm looking at you, Devin White. I'll let you continue to talk about him, but another big, massive thing happened. Farouq Kawab, this dude is always in the chat. We love you, buddy. I mean, you're always putting up stuff for us. Let's freaking go, gang. We're going to party. Our defense is going to kill it. I really, if they play it the way they should, play it smart, we should have a good hold on what's going on in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you very much for, as always, you're always on it. And thank you.
The shout out from Hawaii. So it's awesome. Right? Yep.
Aloha.
Yeah. Hope you're enjoying it, man. That's awesome. But thank you. Thank you so much for, being in this chat and, for the support. And as always, go Bucks. I think the defense, like you said, they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready.
Put where in Hawaii you're from, like Big Island, Maui, Kauai. I just want to know just for my knowledge, but plus go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think the defense is going to step up. Obviously it's going to be different from week 12. I mean, this whole game is going to be completely different from what we saw in week 12. I think these two teams are different in how they're playing. So yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a really good game. So, but I'm excited about the matchups again. It's going to be tough. Like the people in the chat said, they have Miko Hardman, who's another fast guy. They got Sammy Watkins, like you said, Travis Kelce. So it's going to be tough. And that's why we're going to have to find ways to win with our front four. Like we said earlier, that's going to be very important. We have to just find a way to collapse that pocket and get Mahomes flustered. And hopefully he tries to fit one in where he can't and we get an interception or something like that to change the game. Because really that's what it's going to come down to, as it always does, is turnovers and making sure we take advantage of the extra possessions that we do get, and hopefully don't give them any extra possessions, because that will be very tough to overcome.
Protect the ball. I mean, that's the biggest deciding factor of a football game to me. I think a lot of coaches would say the same thing, but let's get a couple of things here in the chat before we keep going on. So where's Raymond's point? Here it is. Raymond said, instead of White on the running back, he should spy Mahomes.
Hmm.
So I want to talk in depth about this. So I think when he does spy the running back, he's also spying Mahomes though, or spying the quarterback in general. I know it makes you think he has to do a little bit more. But I don't think it's mainly on White. I think White has to keep responsibility on the running back and then gradually go after Mahomes. It's more the edge rushers containing.
Mm.
Like, I don't think White needs to be staring at the quarterback the whole time or he's going to get eaten up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Tyreek Hill going behind him in an open hole in the middle of the field because he's looking at Mahomes faking a run. Devin White could jump that. I just honestly think that's how Devin White is, especially wanting to make a huge play in the biggest game of his life.
Mm-hmm.
I would say keep doing what's working. Don't mess it up. It's working. Don't change it.
Yeah.
Because if he's running, he's going after the quarterback either way when he goes after the running back that doesn't go out in the flats.
Mm-hmm.
But what was your take on that?
No, I agree with that. I think you got to, just keep it simple for Devin. Let him play the running back. If the running back stays in the block, let him loose and go attack. And find a way to get Patrick Mahomes down. He came out today and said that Levante was going to be on Travis Kelce. We'll see how that matchup works, if that's what they're going to do. It'll be very interesting. I think Levante would be up for the task, but again, our linebackers, they've shown in the past, they do struggle in coverage. But yeah, I mean, It's tough. It's going to be tough, man. We got to win. We got to win up front. That's what it's going to come down to, like it always does in every game. You know, whoever wins the line of scrimmage usually wins the game. That's what we did in Green Bay. I mean, we pretty much dominated the lines. We were more physical. We were more just, you know, aggressive. And that's what we have to do in this one. You've got to start fast. And I think one person talked about, you know, if we win the coin toss, do we take the ball? Take the ball. You know, our offense needs to come out and score early, get the lead, and then you can go from there.
That's always the goal, right? Take the lead early. Mm-hmm. Look back. It's going to be a wild one, I think. I know our defense. We see that our defense can win the defensive line or win the line in general. Mm-hmm. Holmes is different. He just is. You can contain him. But okay, so here's something also. Let's look at last year. A good blueprint. Yes, he won the game. Let's take a peek at something really quick. Let's see what this looks like. They had a win probability at, 11:57 left in the fourth quarter. The 49ers had a 91.9% chance of winning. Do you guys see this? I mean, and then this happens. 94% chance with 8 minutes left. Like, this is, wow. With 7 minutes and 23 seconds left, 95.4% chance of winning. And then, because Mahomes is Mahomes.
Yeah.
Me, I'm thinking if the 49ers had any sort of offense besides running the ball, they win this easy. They're up 20-10 at this point. But then again, that's Mahomes' magic. He scores 21 points in the fourth quarter. They win, and it looks like it's a blowout, 31-20. The things, and if you think about it, if you look at the game, the big throws, the giant Tyreek Hill throw, the one big throw that they had. Let me pause this before it goes off again like it did in the intro. Giant Tyreek Hill throw that was on third down where Mahomes is just backpedaling like 15 yards back behind the line. And then the one play where Sammy Watkins beat Richard Sherman on the outside 1-on-1. That's stuff where Watkins is going to be 1-on-1 against Dean. You're going to see similar to that as last year. Tyreek Hill, you're going to have to do that over-the-top stuff. You just have to. Limit their explosive plays. You just have to. But another area I want to look at, sacks. 4 sacks, 18 yards behind the line of scrimmage. I think our defensive line can do similar to that. We have the edge rushers similar to the 49ers did last year. Our defensive tackles, just similar to them. They traded away their best one. Geniuses to San Francisco. But we can do similar things. And then you look at the Raiders game, which they lost. 3 sacks again, getting pressure on them, making them run around behind the line, not to the sidelines, just running backwards, backpedaling, making the throw harder, containing Patrick Mahomes. You got to do it. Mm-hmm. Expand on it for me.
Yeah, no, definitely have to get after him. But if you look at those stats, you know, you saw the running game success for the other team. I think that's where, you know, hitting, you know, attacking them short and doing a dink and dunk style, but running the football as well, control the time of possession. Really control the football and keep them off the field. I think that's going to be important as well, because we know this Chiefs offense is a fast break offense. I mean, they can score so quickly with their playmakers. So we've got to make sure that our offense is moving the ball consistently, giving our defense enough time to rest, and then really coming after Patrick and making sure we can find a way to, you know, force a turnover here or there. That's going to be, I think, the key. Again, they have so many weapons, we're not going to be able to stop them all, just like their defense isn't going to be able to stop all our weapons, you know. So there's going to be opportunities on both sides. It's really just going to depend on who makes the less mistakes, as always. You know, that's what it comes down to. And playing smart football, be more physical. That's all I got to say. And I think Vita Vea being in this game is going to really show that. That's going to be the huge difference. I think he's the X factor on defense.
You know, everyone in the middle is. Devin White and Antoine Winfield.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all three of those, like down the line, like the Sapp, Brooks, Lynch thing,
right,
back in the day. I mean, it's the middle of our defense is strong and it's fast and it's aggressive and they want to get after it. But I mean, let's look at it. Let's look at the other coin. So this, I'm assuming, is a Kansas City Chiefs fan, Robert Fugardi. Mm. says, I'm praying for Tampa, but I'm predicting a blowout Kansas City 41-17 victory.
Man.
So, I mean, that to me, I don't think that's possible. I think we can be beat. Yes, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Bucks are unbeatable. We got beat five times during the regular season. So we are beatable. Absolutely. We usually beat ourselves, though. That's the biggest thing. But he's a smart guy, because look what he says here. Andy Reid is going to beat Tampa with a quick passing game. I actually think the Chiefs will dink and dunk them to death for a quarter, and then they will start hitting the deep ball. Hmm. I agree with this point. I've said throughout the season, our weakness is having our outside edge rushers cover in the flats. Mm. Having like Anthony Nelson or JPP cover a running back. They just don't do it well. But this is the yin and the yang of it. Okay, if you're going to, or not yin and yang, the hot and cold, if you're going to rush that many guys and get that aggressive downhill type of players, you got to give up somewhere. And it's the short flats, or it's way deep over the top because it's being so aggressive. The middle of the field is usually kind of covered by safeties coming in to help. I agree with this dink and dunk stuff. If the Chiefs stay consistent with that, it's possible. It won't be a highlight 41 point game, I don't think, but it'll be a consistent way to find victory. And that's kind of how they beat us in the end of the actual first game. They'll dink and then Mahomes moving around. They can do that. Yeah, very much they can win it. But the Bucs are going to have to do something to step up. That defensive line's going to have to win. Don't let Mahomes step up. If he's flying back, make that throw that much harder so it's in the air longer so our secondary can get there. So what is your 2 cents on Robert Fogarty's 41-17 prediction?
Well, I mean, I think the game's going to be actually much less scoring. You know, I have this game in the high 20s, low 30s. You know, I think that's where it's going to end up being. I think defensively, I think it's the defense is going to play better on both sides than a lot of people are expecting. I don't think it's going to be a shootout. You know, again, it's going to be a good game. And as far as that game plan, I think that is something Andy Reid is going to do. Again, Andy Reid is very tough when he has 2 weeks to prepare, just like Tom is tough to beat as well. So that, you know, that's just going to be the chess match back and forth. You know, a big factor with our defense, we're number one in fourth quarter points allowed. That's huge. So you can see how this defense, they make changes as the game goes on, and they know how to make adjustments. We saw it in the first game against Kansas City. They made adjustments in the second half, and we almost came back. So, you know, that is going to be a key thing to look out for, is how Todd Bowles and his defense adjust throughout, you know, the game, just like Andy Reid and his staff are going to adjust as well. You know, there's going to be a back and forth chess match. So it's going to be very important that, you know, we just make the right calls at the right time. But I like the matchup on both sides. You know, I really think this is going to be a great game.
Say that one more time. We are number one in the fourth quarter and giving up points allowed.
The best defense. We're number one in DVOA. If anybody knows that, we're number one on both sides, offense and defense. So quarter. No, that's just overall. That's like, I forget the abbreviation, what it's defense. I forget what it is, but you know, we're just number one. We're number one in fourth quarter. Yeah. We're number one fourth quarter points allowed. So, you know, I saw that in a video that actually, Alex Rollins did just recently. So that's what he said. We're number one. And
it's adjusted value over average.
There you go. Yep. We're number one in both categories, offense and defense. So
I'll take
it. We're doing the right things.
Yeah. So, damn, I didn't know we're that good at defense. I mean, to be honest, like that Packers game was stressful as hell, but somehow that defense kept coming up strong. I mean,
They did.
Something you were saying, the defenses are probably going to be better. Bud Campbell says Vegas is at 56.5.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, I say under two. Yeah, because I predicted the score on another podcast that I was on last week. I said 35-28 Bucks, and you know, I'm actually thinking
that was when the really.
Yeah, I said 35-28 Bucks. I think the Bucks, you know, win with that score. But I actually, looking more into it, I think it's going to be more like a 28-24 type of game. And I still have the Bucks winning, but you know, I think these defenses are going to play better, but then it's going to come down to which offense can make those adjustments. And I feel like the Bucks are going to make the right calls at the right time to take advantage.
I'm telling you guys, I'm stressed. I'm stressed just talking about it right now. I don't know how you guys feel. I mean, let me know in the chat. It's like the more we talk about it.
Don't be stressed. Enjoy it, man. It's going to be awesome.
I'll enjoy it, but you know how I am. I'm probably going to throw you around or just shove something or hit something or tackle that dummy we have in the backyard. I don't know. To me, it's stressful because I see opportunities where we should attack, and then it's like sometimes we don't do it. And then sometimes we do random things at times that you shouldn't do it. It's like, again, it's like we're beating ourselves, just leaving opportunities on the field. But just don't turn over the ball. I think we are strong enough to be there, and hell, I hope it doesn't come to this, but it would bring Tampa Bay all together if the kicker ended up winning it for us.
Oh yeah.
Right? Bring full circle right there.
Yeah.
A lot of people kind of joining in saying I would play man and double Hill, kind of people saying now about the defense. We talked about the defense really early, and it was a lot of, yeah, let's play some cover two man over top. Do not let Hill beat you at all. And if you're the other safety is covering someone, have it be Travis Kelce. Have anyone else besides Hill or Kelce beat you. I would say it's anyone else besides Hill. Don't make it complicated. If Levante and a safety can come down and help out with Travis Kelce, even though he's a freak of nature,
yeah,
anyone but Hill. Okay. Let's keep going on. Let's see some of the G Vegas said, I'm stressed, excited too for this game too. Maybe it is a little bit of both. Maybe it's just the fact that the Bucks are in the Super Bowl. I can't believe it. It's here. Like, it's almost a whirlwind. It's too many good things happening in a row. This January has been insane.
I think it's just it's something we haven't dealt with yet as Bucks fans, because you know, last time the Bucks were in the Super Bowl, we were in, you know, middle school. You know, we didn't really have stress or anything like outside life. You know, it was it's like, oh yeah, this is fun, let's enjoy it. You know, me going down the sidewalk with a Bucks flag, running down with that, and you know, cheering it on while we're waiting for the bus to pick us up. So you know, it's and now, you know, covering this team, you know, with our podcast and you know, our YouTube channel, and how we look at this team differently from just off season through, you know, the season, it's basically a year round thing. Yeah, I mean, it adds a little bit more stress because you want to see the Bucks win, because if the Bucks win, that means good things for our channel, but also good things for the entire community of Tampa, and they really deserve this.
Absolutely. Yep. The whole community. I mean, it's crazy how many little pop-up Buccaneers memorabilia shops have been out of the woodworks. It's everyone's wearing a Brady or Devin White or just some Bucks jersey or shirt or – it's insane. This is the stuff we've always wanted to have, be a football city. And now just because of Tom Brady with one damn year.
Yeah.
We're already like another thing, like when we're way back when we knew we had the chance and possibility to always be there. Our defense was good enough. We're making the playoffs almost every year. We're like, we're just so close. This came out of nowhere. We went from a 7-9 to now 11-5. We're in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So not just making the playoffs. We're going all the way. And we have a chance to literally beat the best team AFC all year. And I still think we have a good chance of doing it.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it's a huge game for the Bucks. You know, looking at it from a standpoint that they need to win this game, like, because just from a, you know, national standpoint, a respect factor, you know, because a lot of the national media still look down on this team. They don't really, you know, we're still the yucks in a lot of people's minds because of how much we've lost in the past. And, you know, getting another Super Bowl to add to the one back in 2002, I think would be critical, and it'd be awesome. I mean, and again, you're making history, and I think that adds extra incentive for all our players and coaching staff, because not only are you hosting the Super Bowl, but now you have a chance to make history by winning it in your stadium. And you can just party all night long right there because you're already at home, you know? So you don't have to travel anywhere. You know, fans are there. They can party all night, you know? It's, you know, now's the time. And I think this team knows that. And, you know, just seeing JPP and his excitement, I think he understands who he's going up against. And I think he knows he's going to eat. Same thing with Shaq Barrett. You know, Shaq talked about how Von Miller, you know, told him back when he was with the Broncos that, you know, hey, we need 5 sacks this game, you know, to beat Cam Newton and the Panthers. And then they did it. They started off fast and they got those turnovers. That's where I can see this happening in this game.
I think it's another thing. I can taste it. Mm-hmm. Another thing. It's like, it's right there. Just grab it, take it. It's yours. It's like, yeah. Brad Pitt and Troy. Mm-hmm. Right there beyond your beach. Take it. It's yours. But like, it is right there, guys. I'm not even going to say the what ifs and stuff. I just want us to go out there, bowl, take advantage of the areas we can do. We mentioned a lot of it. Offensive line, we need to dominate their offensive line. Shaq and JPP need to just win. And once they start adding people to the edge and stop helping in the middle, Vita Vea and Dominican Sue, William Golson will destroy anything that's in the middle of that offensive line. Mm-hmm. Nice. One-on-one, if you make any one of those three one-on-one, they're going to destroy you. If you keep trying to help out the edge and don't look at Vita Vea in the middle, good luck. Yeah. Mahomes may leave this game early if you do that. Mm-hmm. Good luck. And maybe 47-17 the other way if that happens. I'm pretty sure Chad Henne wouldn't be able to do well against our defense. But it's just neither here nor there.
Yeah.
This is actually something, good point here. I think Whitehead is the only real worry of not playing. And if he does, the way he plays, he might not last long. Dude can hit, I guess.
Yeah.
I agree with that point, but you go ahead. I've been talking too much.
Oh, no, you're fine. I mean, I think Whitehead, I think obviously he's dealing with a labrum injury, so that's really tough to play with. You know, Bruce Arians said today that he's a little further off, you know, as far as telling if he can go this week. I agree with everything else that the fans are saying. I think everyone else is going to go. You know, Winfield's going to play. Antonio Brown's going to play. So all those guys will be back. But yeah, Whitehead, he'll be, I think, yeah, definitely a game time decision. If he can't go, I'm confident in Mike Edwards. And I think with Winfield and Edwards, I think that's actually a really good tandem because they can play off each other. I think Winfield can be that guy in the box because he's such a sure tackler. And then, you know, Edwards can be that ball hawk back there in the deep zones where he plays best in reading the, you know, the passes.
I like it, but Jordan Whitehead in the box is insane.
He is. He's an extra linebacker back there. And
I talked this over with my PT friends at work. And I said the same thing. I was like, it's one game. It's most likely a torn labrum. I don't know if they've come out with it or not. But the way he hits, I go, it doesn't matter. It's going to hurt like hell. You get surgery after. It doesn't matter. I think he honestly plays. He says, just shoot me up, coach. Shoot me up, doc. Let me get out there. It's going to hurt like hell. I mean, it's be honest, but it's one game, one final game to put your name and say you're a Super Bowl champion. And I think he will. I think honestly he will play. They'll probably put some giant harness on him and shoot him up. But
right,
the way he plays,
he'll have a rotation. Yeah.
But the way he plays, he's going to do one giant hit and he will go out early. But it's any bit of Jordan Whitehead, I'll take, because either way we're going to have a whole Edwards. I like, but it's not as much as Whitehead right now. let's see. JPP, Shaq, and D.Y. and Vita Vea combined for 7.5 sacks. John D. Riley, I hope that is the truth.
That's what's going to – I mean, it's going to take something like that. Got to get at least 5, and hopefully you get some forced fumbles, you know, strip sacks like we did in the last game. That's going to be important.
Oh, this is great. G. Vegas. Vita is going to introduce himself so much to Mahomes, a lot that Vita Vea will be the new spokesperson for Head & Shoulders commercials. That is very much possible. Let's be honest. That is very much possible. If he gets a sack too, maybe a choke slam of a running back. Hell, if they throw him a touchdown pass and a goal line stance, he could be it. He's Troy Polamalu, Head & Shoulders. He's got the hair for it and the smile. Just don't make him talk too much because he don't like talking in the interview. here's another one. G Vegas, SMB. Does he get number 4?
Oh man, talk about history. That would be something amazing, especially if he gets number 4 and it's a pick 6. Like, whew. I mean, that would be awesome. He's gonna have opportunities because SMB is gonna be manned up a lot. You know, he'll probably be manned up. Maybe he mans up against Sammy Watkins, or you have Jamel Dean on Watkins, and you have, you know, SMB on Hardman, or maybe they do this and they put SMB on Travis Kelce. But, you know, we'll have to just see how they play it out. But yeah, I mean, if he can get number 4, that'd be awesome to see.
It'd be insane. I mean, that's another awesome statistic. I mean, has there been another corner that's gotten 4 interceptions in a row? Every game like that?
Not on the top of my head. Fans, help us out if you can look that up and see.
That's another thing. Credit to him, his film study, his attention to detail, and putting it to all the Buccaneer fans that kind of wrote him off earlier in the season. Like, so quick, guys. Let's get a couple more, and then let's head on out because I got to go change some diapers. but let's see. How many trick plays do you think the Chiefs try on us? And do you think we're prepared for it? Hardcore hero.
That's a great question. And yeah, that's definitely something you have to look out for. And I think you'll have to look out for that on both sides. You know, I think trick plays are going to be definitely something that we're going to have to be prepared for. So I hope so. Again, it's just sometimes the other team just beats you with those trick plays, but hopefully that doesn't happen to us. And hopefully the Bucs can get the Chiefs, you know, off guard with a trick play of their own.
That is some area that scares me, though. I mean, yeah, here's another one. Christopher Britt brought it up. We got to watch out for the shovel pass to Kelce in the red zone.
Yeah.
It's some of their, they got a lot of entertaining, fun, like just very just out of the norm plays. Like the end around to Mecole Hardman, the last game against the Bills, amazing. Amazing play. Like he just mentioned, Christopher Britt said, the shovel pass to Kelce. There's 3 options on that play. There's a quick throw to the left. There's a play action to the right. And if all those aren't there, whoops. Right there, Kelce, and he's like a fullback running it in. It's insane. It's in the goal line situation, I don't know if you can stop that. It's very hard. I
mean, yeah, it is.
And to be honest, like Carlton Davis stopped the Davante Adams little back and forth thing. They even try to trick him with that when they try to do the same thing, but then he faked it. Mm. Davis did well, but there's so many different things that they can do. It's hard. I would say just don't give up a 50-yard play. Give up the 10. Give up the 15. And then play, because they're not going to do trick plays every play, let's be honest. Mm. Win consistently, that's who's going to win the game. Who's going to win the line consistently? Who's going to knock down the ball consistently? I think it matters who wins up front. G Vegas, Mark, wait till you get to the potty training. I've done it with a girl. I can only imagine with a boy. Let's get one more and then we'll head on out. But guys, be prepared for our film study later in the week. It's going to be real nice, real in depth. Let's see which one's a good one. If we play bully ball, run, and own the middle with passes, we good. Clack White, that's a new name in the chat. I like seeing you. I mean, this is something we've kind of said. I mean, bully ball, win the lines, and we should come up on top. I mean, hopefully that plays into what Plus says, get the score a little bit lower, just control clock, get it out of the hands of Patrick Mahomes. But what's your take?
No, I agree. And guys, with that said, thank you so much for joining us. We had over, I think, 40 people, so that's awesome. And we appreciate all the super chats and, you know, just all the comments, et cetera. The support, it's been awesome. like Mark said, we're going to have a in-depth film study coming out later this week. So just look for that. And until the next one, as always, go Bucks. Everyone have a great week and can't wait for Sunday.
Let's do this.